Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches can feel the rapture of infinite joy. I got reading one day, and I was looking at The Charge of the Goddess by Doreen Valiente again. And I noticed this one quote inside The Charge. And the quote is, "From me all things proceed, and unto me must all things return, and before my face, beloved of gods and mortals, thine inmost divine self shall be unfolded in the rapture of infinite joy." These are the words of the goddess, as written down by Doreen Valiente. So I'm going to talk about 3 insights about that quote. The first one is, your essence is of the gods. When she talks about, from me all things proceed and unto me all things return, it's basically telling me that I'm a part of the gods, for they gave a piece of themselves out and created me, and once I'm done with this incarnation, I will be brought back to them. And that means that if my body is damaged in some way, that's not me. I'm the essence of the gods. My essence is pure and of the gods. For me, this is a comforting thought, that I'm actually part of God and Goddess. The second insight is, every incarnation is a learning opportunity. What I'm talking about when I say that is that when you incarnate into a body, you are here to learn. You're here to learn different things that you set up prior to your birth. For example, each one of us has our own curriculum that we decide before we are born. We come down to learn these lessons. Some people may need to learn patience. Another person may need to learn how to receive. Another person still may need to learn how to forgive. When we're in the middle of tough times, it's hard to see that this is actually good for us. So I've noticed with different people in my life that when they go through troubling times, that just by enduring, they become stronger. And some people become better helpers and more compassionate. The third insight is, you have a divine self that has access to infinite joy. I remember this time when I had an experience. I got an email that announced that I got my first student for my online course, Goddess Style Weight Loss, at udemy.com. And it just really brightened my day, and it could get through all of the depression symptoms that I have, and really did give me that infinite joy for that moment. And for me, this is like a preview of what I'm going to experience when I go back to the gods. It also puts hope in me that if I could experience it one time, I can experience it again on this plane. It was like a brief glimpse of my divine self experiencing the infinite joy that the gods have set up for me and for you. For me, that infinite joy is the rapture that descended upon me from the heavens. It is like being able to see for the first time light and love. It was light coming through a crack for a moment, but now I know it's there. What I appreciate from this part of The Charge of the Goddess is that it reminds me of the divine truths, of the inmost divine self, the rapture of infinite joy, and that God and Goddess are here for us and we are connected. In summary, the first insight was, your essence is of the gods. Number 2, every incarnation is a learning opportunity. And number 3, you have a divine self that has access to infinite joy. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books or take a class at udemy.com. My course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Blessed be.